Good evening, everyone. Good evening. My name is Veronica Entwistle. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design because you and I are sound chambers deep within ourselves. Everything is sound, as you all know. You've heard this lots before. Every single thing in the universe. So there are sounds, or we could call it music. Music is kind of harmonious sound, isn't it? Or discordant sound. It's sound with a seems like a purpose. So everything moving in our universe, in our world, in our existence and so on, is shifting and sending out vibrations, which we call sound. And through that, we manifest. We manifest people, places, and things, don't we? Plants and animals, and plants and animals have their own sounds as well. It gets really complicated. Jackie Salvitti, who does ET healing and explorations in consciousness, often runs the sounds that she got off NASA that are the sounds of planets and the Earth. I think some of it's the sound of the Earth's orbit or something. But in any case, I don't have that kind of music tonight. But we had a paradigm shifter, Randy Masters, who's really quite the maestro of sound. And we're going to have him on again because some of what he taught us on paradigm shifters was a little bit beyond what a lot of us could follow at the time. It was a bit complicated with all the intervals and so on that he was explaining. So I'm going to get him back on to ground some of his stuff with a little bit more examples. So that what I idealize is that you feel and I feel what we're going to do about sound tonight. Because when you can feel it, well, I put it a different way. A little while ago, I was feeling a huge, a few minutes ago, I was feeling a huge agitation, and it was really scary to me. And I have a friend who's passing, and the guides suggested that I had hooked into her. So she's in some part of her passing state that is probably very, very agitated. In any case, there was a lot of noise in me. I often have my psychic awareness coming in through sounds, through rhythms, through music of various types. And that's how I opened to channel and so on many years ago, 25 years ago. Well, it was 30 years ago, actually, which when that started happening. And the sounds, to me, that were coming through me represented, maybe we could say represented consciousness coming through like acupuncture points that were breaking apart the way I hold old beliefs and substructures that kept me more closed off. Remember, we're sound chambers, and these sounds began to echo through me, and I could hear drum beats, I could actually see things, and I could hear sounds that came from various people, places, and things. So the reason I'm talking about it tonight is talking about sound. I was talking to the guides that did some channeling because I had this agitation running through me that was just incredible. And so what they were showing me is that it really frightened me because it was a lot. It's like something's happening here. And I believe it was my friend who's about 100 miles away and is really in the brink of passing. And they were bringing through violet flame and then the various tools that you and I have used doing this show and in other places where you are and where you're ascending and so on, bringing through consciously other frequencies which would help, calm the resonance of such an agitation. It's very possible for those resonances to be calm. So you can choose how to use your body as a tool of sound and transformation by calling in other resonances. And we did it in the form of the violet flame, in the form of the golden light. And by the time I finished the channeling, it was really amazing. I didn't have any of that agitation at all. And the guides were very clear to clear my friend. So as I moved the lights through, I was detaching from her. When you want to become more and more authentic on this plane, we've got to remember, I jokingly refer to us as people are like tent caterpillars. Have you ever seen tent caterpillars? If you look up in a tree which has tent caterpillars, they look like oddly shaped Bedouin tents sort of launched way up in the tree. And those kind of webby structures are absolutely full of millions and millions of caterpillars. So if one or two of them move, the whole thing moves just subtly, you see? And I feel like very often we're all so linked in the collective that to individuate is quite interesting, because it's the trick of detaching ourselves, of unhooking ourselves from all of these different strings and fields and reactions and beliefs, and the dharma of our dharma being the purpose of our generation or our social structure or whatever. We're all connected through these wonderful little vibrational strings. So by the same token, we can become conscious of that and actually send sounds out through those strings and unhook them, can't we? And when we do, when we unhook the strings that we're either absorbing and running through our own chakra systems, or we're just picking them up around our external parts, or however we're picking them up, when we unhook them, our intrinsic voice print, our intrinsic vibrational imprints, you know, because it's like our fingerprints, isn't it? That you're the only one with your particular vibrational imprint, and I'm the only one with mine. And how when I first began to see some 30 years ago in a big way, what I began to see inside of people are these incredible, colorful, spiraling lights moving up, as if all these electronic pieces were just spiraling up through people, spiraling up. Because the process of you becoming authentic, the process of you dealing with the dharma that you were born to achieve in this lifetime, is if we weren't all kind of solidified through beliefs, reactions, lineage, or whatever, we would be just spiraling up and coming up like a flower in bloom. Now, in essence, we do that in a way, but we can unhook those, remember the tent caterpillar image? We can unhook those beliefs that crisscross through us that we pick up from other people, whether it's from our lineage, from our relationships, from our reactions, from our disappointments, from the womb, wherever we got our beliefs and however we've accrued them in our body-mind, we want to shift them, because they are like nettings, webbings, strings, streams, cloth practically of frequencies that are webbed together and that can keep us from spiraling upward to achieve what it is we came to do. It's a long roundabout thing. We're going to do some sounds right now to actually blast into the chakras, which are like computer chips that hold many, many of those beliefs. And if you can make sounds right into the chakras that are appropriate for those chakras, you can actually dislodge some of the beliefs that are holding you in a consistent place. We're going to have Deb O'Connor on in a while at 7:30, and she's going to talk about what's happening out there in the planets and the solar system and so on. She's an astrologer. But there are so many indications these days that it's change that's at the helm. And the change is what you and I want, and we see it tonight for the sake of this discussion, and probably any way you look at it. We see it as you can make sounds, you can move the way the frequencies are all laced together. You can move that out of the way and give your chakras a chance to release themselves and pulsate or vibrate at a higher level. So let's start doing that, because then when you and I are all connected listening to this show or any other ways that we're connected, if we can make these sounds, guess what? Our whole community, all the Radiance by Design community, is going to shift together. We're going to shift out of a whole bunch of belief things that are running through us, whether they came from television, whether they came from high school, whether they came from our parents or a certain, you know, what happened in the 50s, what happened in the 60s, what happened in the 70s, that sort of thing. 80s, 90s, I don't know how old you are, but I guess we're all ages. So let's start off the show tonight with our little meditation, making sounds into each of the chakras. And we've done this before, haven't we? So it's familiar work. For those of you that it's new, you just take a deep, deep breath, and we'll tell you what the sound is, and you color up your chakras using that sound as a sound paintbrush. Remember, the word was made flesh, so the sound is going to create the state of the chakra. The chakra is going to be, base of the spine is red, and we're going to sound into it until it turns red. Well, actually, we're going to do three sounds for each chakra. We don't have time to really assure that each of you has turned it. So let's play with that and really raise our field and frequency and see if at the end you don't feel very radiant. I just want to say one more thing is I have a dear friend who's passing. I said that at the beginning of my little talk here. And I just want to remind you that I have had two experiences now. I haven't seen her for a couple of years, but I've had two experiences over the last 2 days where I was actually feeling her situation and really feeling our bond, if you will. My guides used to talk a lot about bonding versus bondage, bonding being more of a choice. In that case, it was kind of like a bondage through our affiliation with one another, but it's a really good example of how there is no time and space. It's actually that we are all connected, and sometimes those connections need to be shifted so both of us can expand and grow and even love each other at a higher level. So it's just a good dramatic example of how attached we all can be. Are you ready? I'd like you to close your eyes unless you're walking on the edge of a cliff or riding a unicycle or something. And the sound we're going to make at the base of the spine that's colored red is if you can see it spiraling round and round in the red chakra, base of your spine. Good work. Can you feel your body vibrate? And now focus into the belly area and around the navel. And the color is orange, and the sound is a little bit higher. And we're going to feel the orange color cycle round and round in the belly. Are you ready? Hop to the solar plexus, yellow like the sun. It's your solar plexus is your stomach, and that's bright yellow, bright, bright yellow. And the sound is O. It's your personal power center, so really sound that O to be round and round in the power center. O. Good work. Some of you've got really bright solar plexus going there. Now green, we're going to fill the chest with green. Remember that the chest is about love and where we hold grief and so on. And sometimes you can make sounds to remove grief or vibrate grief to a more transcendent level. That means the productive. We don't have grief for nothing, do we? Or our belief structures. So let's see if we can vibe them to a higher level. And the sound is and the color is green, bright green. Fill your entire chest, include your heart and your lungs, and just radiate. We could even go, that is a sound chamber, isn't it? Goes right down my arms. Ah. Now look in your throat, base of the throat, and it's blue. They say it's eggshell blue, but I used to find mine would pop into kind of a royal blue at times. So what, as long as it's a pure color, it's okay. And the sound is, right, like everything. Do that sometimes. I should have said this earlier. Open your throat like a bowl, not like a tube. So it's not but I bet you figured that out already. Now let's move our attention to the third eye, that precious, precious vehicle of seeing beyond. The throat works a lot of that too. Actually, every chakra does to a degree. But we're focusing in behind the bridge of your nose, in between the eyebrows, unless you got a unibrow. Focus way inside there, and it's a deep indigo, deep purple. And the sound is, as in indigo, intuition. Feel it buzzing in there. Bunch of you out there like little LED lights, aren't you? Look at the top of your head, bring in violet. It brings in God, guides, angels, higher power. And it's violet. The sound is, it's higher. Drop it to your body. How does it feel? Feel like it's vibrating? You just cleared a lot of dust out. And here's something we used to do at KNRY all the time. Drop your attention to the floor, to the base of your spine, and then let's just run the chakras. We'll go. Practice that a few times, and you can actually really dust yourself off in a fun way. So call in. We love to talk to you about whatever's going on in your life and any questions you want to ask about, resonance, about making sound in order to heal things. There's all kinds of stuff to talk about and just what's going on in your world. Soon, Deb O'Connor is going to be on, our astrology friend. She's going to talk about what's going on in the planets and the solar system. That'll be fun. So to call in, it's 888-815-9756. I didn't mean it was just going to be fun, but there is a lot of shenanigans going on in the changes of the planets and the Mayan calendar and the ninth wave, and we may as well enjoy it because change is the stable force right now. 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. Looking forward to talking to you. So we're going to do some learning and some exploration tonight. When we make sounds, there's a lot of things that I'd like to just chatter about. When you are with a relationship, for example, and you're having a really hard time, you may not, a lot of you aren't in relationships where your partner's going to sit there and let you make sounds with him or her, right? But in any case, what you can do is find out about the vibration. You can drop inside and feel whether that you are in accord or in discord. One of the things about me is I'm really impatient. I got a million planets in Gemini and other mutable things. And my partner, being a Scorpio, well, I don't know if it's because of the astrology, but anyway, he's probably the master of patience, for heaven's sakes. So here we are together, me, the non-master of patience. I'm an impatient person, and he is extremely patient. So if you look at that as a resonant, two resonant chambers getting together, well, what happens? I believe I've heard stories about stringed instruments when certain ones are strummed, then across the room, instruments will start resonating with that. Well, it's not identical, but in our relationship and many other relationships I see, his ability to be patient is really calming for me. So there's a resonance that comes over and helps my hyper-speedy self get kind of calm. But I can also be quite a character and bouncy and so on, and that picks him up. Do you see how that can be really in accord? And of course, that can be really annoying at times, can't it, when somebody's really slow and you want to go fast or vice versa. But the actual gift in a relationship where you can balance each other, balance yourselves through that kind of mutually chosen resonance is a good one. And I think that ultimately it's healing. Now, what I have here is, I got this out of Sacred Sounds, Transformation Through Music and Word by Ted Andrews. Ted Andrews is a wonderful writer who's done a lot about sound. He's also done a lot of work with writing books about animals and what they represent in our world. So that if you see a, well, anyway, I don't want to go into that. What I want to talk about is sounds. So he's talking about the root chakra. He's talking about chakras here. He's also talking about sounds and notes and what kind of problems you might have in your body. So, for example, the root chakra is talking about circulation on a physical level, circulation, low blood pressure, colds, and shock. And he says it also is talking about vitality, kundalini, and life force. So the circulation, low blood pressure, colds, and shocks, that's working against really good vitality, isn't it? But they both come from the same place. So he's saying that the sound is ooh, and the note, if you want to just play it on the piano, is middle C. So the truth of it is that your red chakra can resonate with middle C, and that will help you. I mean, you're making the sound ooh. Who knows if that's middle C? I'm not pitch perfect. I'm pretty good at singing in a way, but not pitch perfect, you know what I mean? So if you make that sound, supposedly you can improve your circulation, low blood pressure, colds, and shocks, and increase your vitality, kundalini, and life force. I think this sort of thing is interesting. If you have a sluggish spleen, work with D, the note D. And the color, of course, is orange because that's moving into the second chakra. And the attributes are four. So if you need creativity, energy reserve, and sexual energy, you want to use the D. Muscles, reproduction, detoxifying, emotional balancing, and sexuality. All of those are the things that need to be worked on. Isn't that interesting? And you and I have, apparently each of us is born on, I was told we were born on a note, but I keep thinking it must be a chord. What do you think? Bob. Bob says, according to who? So I'll just go through these quickly. Solar plexus, the note is E. And the solar plexus for inspiration, intellect, wisdom, and psychism, he says. Because, you know, we take in other people's energy through the solar plexus a lot. We shouldn't. One sec. We technically shouldn't. But Rosalind Bruyere said at some class, Rosalind Bruyere wrote a very famous book on chakras called Wheels of Light. She said as a Pisces, she's never been able to not take in people's energy, but she learned to read it and clear it. Because if you don't, then that's your personal power center, and guess what? It's cluttered by everybody else's energy. Talk about being a tent caterpillar. My little friend Deb is going to call soon, so I'm going to do one more. We're going to do the heart. Oh, One thing about the solar plexus, it's saying here that the problems can be digestion, laxative. So it's like a laxative, constipation, headaches, and adrenals. And what you're going to use is an E to clear those. I want to throw in something about that. That if we're saying, if we're doing some healing and forgiveness exercises, and they might look like a number of things, but just an old simple one used to be, and I've been using it again lately, even though it was 20 years ago, I used it a lot, that if you have somebody to forgive, even if you don't think you have to forgive them, but somebody keeps popping into your head and you feel a little angst about them, imagine them in front of you. Push them away with light on your hands and say, I release you, I forgive you, I love you. And then push yourself away with light on your hand and say, I release myself, forgive myself, love myself. And do that a few times, and usually you'll get a shift in your body. And when you're doing that, and somebody else pops into your head, you might want to say, I don't need to forgive that person. I have nothing to forgive them for anything. Just keep doing it, because that's your consciousness bringing you some clearing techniques. And if you do this for a while, I release you, I forgive you, I love you, I release myself, forgive myself, love myself, I release you, I forgive you, I love you, I release myself, forgive myself, love myself, A, you're going to feel a difference between you and that person. The connection will be broken, and guess what? Your gastrointestinal system is going to start gurgling and googling like mad. I think that's pretty interesting. So this is, I was reading about the solar plexus and the note E, C, D, E, and I'm going, you know, it says here it's for digestion and laxative. And I'm saying, yeah, isn't that interesting? So maybe when we do forgiveness, it's an E. That's pushing it a little bit. I'll do one more, and then by then Deb will be on the phone. For the heart, it's F. And the heart, as you know, it's green. We know that, right? And it's love and healing, balance, and Akashic memory. So your chest is... You're on, are you, Deb?
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a good show. I like what you said about the fact that maybe we were born on a chord, not on a note.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think that makes so much more sense. I mean, basically, you just... expanding the feel of it, making it,
and
it something that's
if you
more.
Look at your, if you look at your unique fingerprints, they have a lot of pieces to them, so I figure the note isn't enough.
Yeah. Well, I think everything is so much, 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 much more, I don't even have a word for it, much more of that thing we don't have a word for than we can imagine.
The intricacy of it all, right?
Yeah, resonant and yeah. Extraordinary. And I have to tell you that I'm talking to you from way out in the mountains where there's a huge storm raging. And if you lose me, it just means that my cell coverage just basically dropped me.
Because you're way out in Montana, right?
I am.
Of course, one thing about global radio, we don't know where everybody else is either, do we?
Right. Yeah, it's so beautiful. I love it when I'm here, but it's also wild right now.
Oh, wow. That's great. Well, before you get clicked off, if you do, try again if you do get clicked off. But also,
Okay. Maybe
we could find out what's going on in the universe right now. What's going on in the solar system anyway?
Well, there's been so much press around the shift of Uranus into Aries tomorrow. And some of it, I think, is sensationalized only because you and I talk all the time about how nothing happens all of a sudden. I mean, it's not like we flip a switch and all of a sudden here's this planet and a new sign and some radical thing will happen tomorrow. We've been in this shift ever since the end of May in 2010. Uranus has already gone into Aries. It went into Aries last May. And
oh, really?
Then it backed up. The 26th. And but then it backed into Pisces. It was in your Aries throughout the summer, and I think it was about somewhere in the middle of August or the second week in August, somewhere where then it backed back Pisces again. And the really slow outer planets do this. They they give us a chance to, it's like dipping its toe into this new energy and then saying, okay, let's just back up a little bit. Let's go back to Pisces for another 6 or 7 months so that you can remember everything you've been learning. Uranus says, well, I've been riding through Pisces for the last 7.5 years. Remember to surrender. Remember that you're held in this divine loving embrace. You know, just don't forget all that, because once we get into Aries for good, things are going to move really fast, and that's where we go tomorrow. And I thought maybe, even though we've talked about this before, maybe I could just sort of really put this in a real, in simplest possible terminology, because there are so many people writing about this from so many different sort of directions.
Please do.
Well, so sometimes I think it helps to think about the cosmic job that the planet is assigned, and then the cosmic job that the sign represents, and then put them together. So when you think about Uranus, the planet, and the kind of energy it's bringing to bear on all of us universally, it is really both the visionary and the coyote in the zodiac. You know, all of these planets and signs, we can hit the highest possible evolutionary note with them, or we can sort of act out and monkey around in the shadows, and you know, basically, you know, they're just as capable as all of us are of not always behaving well. So what we're looking for is how can Uranus and Aries, what can we do with it that's positive and extraordinary? And there's a lot to be done with it that's positive and extraordinary, and that's where I want to go. But just to say what it's capable of when it's acting out, Uranus is a revolutionary too. I mean, it likes to shake things up, and Aries is very capable of anger and rage and violence. So what we want to do is sidestep that and hit the higher note, and really Uranus's most basic job is basically to just sort of startle us awake. It's energy that asks us not just to be conscious, but to align with consciousness itself. I mean, that's a really extraordinary concept, but I think a lot of us understand that and are moving that way, at least have moments of that. And it's also, the other component of Uranus is that it really, really wants to bring us into alignment with communal justice. And it manages this by creating all these experiences that we're, you know, encountering right now, which bring us face-to-face with truth, with kind of a capital T. Uranus likes the truth to be out. You know, what's really going on here? And then Aries, if you merge that with the sign of Aries, what you've got is basically passion in action. I mean, Aries is the first sign in the zodiac, and when we use it really well, we are capable of just acts of tremendous personal courage. That's really what Aries is looking for. And, you know, but like I said a minute ago, we're also really apt to experience impatience, kind of with the pace that things are taking, and outrage. So, you know, we have to remember that Aries is always prodding us toward new beginnings, and Uranus wants us to reinvent everything. So everybody, you and I and everybody else has been talking about this shift in consciousness that we're being burst through. This planet and this sign are like the sort of flag bearers of this, and I think things are going to start to move really fast, and change is going to seem, I mean, don't you think everybody's feeling this? Like, just about everybody I know, including me, is not sleeping
right
this last week or so. It's like we're coming up on this, and it's just, wow. It's just...
You can feel the quickening.
And, you know, yeah, quickening. And one other thing about this, and then I swear I'm going to take a breath and say something, but is that Uranus is the also energy that, because it's so coyote-like and it's so, it doesn't have any concept of linear time at all. And that's one of the things that I think is really cool about the way our consciousness is shifting right now, and that, you know, sometimes days seem like they take 3 or 4 nights to get through, and other times we feel like a couple of hours have passed, because we're really learning to step out of time, linear logical time, and just be.
And I want
that. Part of this consciousness piece that Uranus brings to bear on everything. And a lot of what's being talked about with Uranus on the internet and everywhere is this the whole notion of its revolutionary side. But as I've said before on your show, and I say it all the time, if we can stick with the fact that it's a visionary, that's what a revolutionary is, and stick with the new vision, and the fact that in Missoula, I'm in Missoula, Montana right now, and I'm facilitating a celebration on Sunday, celebration of Uranus, and I've asked everybody who comes to do two things, and I think this is so much fun if everyone who's listening could try to do this. Everybody, I ask everybody to dress in a way that they feel absolutely comfortable with themselves. And when you start to think about what that would be like, some of the people I presented that to at first said, oh, well, I'm going to wear 6-inch heels, and I never get to do that, and la, la, la. And then we talked about it some more. You know, who are we? What if we were to present ourselves to the world in a way that we wouldn't worry about anybody judging us? Exactly.
That's
how would
authentic.
We present
ourselves? You mean to be authentic.
Yeah. And when I thought about this for myself, I realized that my most authentic self is, I mean, I think this is interesting. I thought about all the different things I would be, Queen of the Night, Queen of Hearts, you know, all that kind of wild, crazy Halloween stuff. And when I brought it right back to, when you are exactly who you are, Deb, who is that? Most comfortably, not worrying what anybody else thinks, I would be in a pair of blue jeans with a white T-shirt and the most beautiful, glittery, glowing aquamarine stone in my neck.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? It's like all you strip it down to not what anybody else expects of you, and not having to be outrageous just because you're so sick and tired of not getting to be who you are. And for some people, we, you know, really feel best when they're being outrageous, and that's cool if that's what it is. But anyway, that's one of the things I'm asking everybody to dress in a way that they can, and this is a bunch of people who certainly aren't going to judge each other. They'll just delight in how everyone shows up. But the second thing I took from a line in Alice in Wonderland where Alice is complaining because she can't figure out how to get home. And the Red Queen says to her, you know, basically you need to, this is a paraphrase, so you need to think outside of the box. And then what she said, which is not a paraphrase, is she said, my, sometimes I think at least 6 impossible things before breakfast. So I'm asking everybody to bring a list of at least 6 impossible things that they could think of before breakfast. And a lot of the people I know who've already started to do this are, I mean, they're just getting a real kick out of it because you start to think about that.
You start
what
to stretch your head, right?
Yeah. I mean, in fact, somebody wrote to me tonight and said, do you mean, you know, this is what's fun because I'm not going to tell them what I mean. So do you mean really impossible or only that we would think would be impossible?
What did you answer? I'm curious.
I'll just send her back the quote from Alice. I said, what do you think? I'm not going to answer these questions for everybody because the whole point is for us to answer these questions for ourselves because ultimately when Uranus goes into Aries, it's saying to every one of us, Aries says, have the courage to do the Uranus trip of becoming absolutely who you are. And I've said this so many times, I'm sorry if it's becoming, you know, like I sound like a broken record, but the only way to have a healthy community, which is what Uranus wants, a level playing field for everybody, justice for all, the only way to do that is if we're all 100% authentic. And then there's nobody at the head of the table. It's a round, it's a circle. And everybody's in it.
So I love that, but I want to ask you this. Do you think that the trend to community is going to be really amped up here?
I really do. And the thing is, I think it's already in places like where you live and where I live mostly, which is either Portland or lately the North Bay, San Francisco Bay. I think there's so much going on already communally. In Portland, it's just astounding what's going on. And I can feel it in smaller communities. And, yeah, I think people are really finally tuning into this.
I don't see that it's really easy for people yet, but I think there's a motion toward it that's really comforting.
Yeah, I do too. It's almost like everyone seems to understand that in order to survive or to evolve, we absolutely have to realize that we are all of one fabric.
And it's interesting because then I think of And I'm agreeing with you, but I'm cycling around in my thoughts that I think of Uranus as also the inventor.
Absolutely. It's so inventive. It says recreate and re-envision everything.
Uh-huh. So the ways
that's what I mean about it being a visionary. It's like re-envision it. Invent something new. Excuse me. Let me interrupt you.
Oh, I don't mind at all. We're saying kind of the same thing. I'm just redefining the terms because I think it's pretty exciting. I feel it very often in the last weeks, maybe longer, but the last weeks it's really moved through me quite a bit that change is vibrational and it's really going fast.
Is that how you've experienced it mostly, vibrationally? Or have you experienced actually experiences in your life, too?
Oh, experiences in my life. Oh, for heaven's sakes, it's ridiculous. Well, the other day I was laughing. I had two people phone in tragic circumstances, and two people phoned with magical changes in what had been tragic a day before.
Wow.
And I thought that was probably the epitome of what's going on. Not tragic, but, you know, a big trauma.
Yeah.
And then rapid healing. Yeah, or solutions coming up they didn't expect.
Well, so much about what you've talked about over the years, many years, the decades, has been, you know, a lot of people talk about this, but you talk about it really beautifully, is how we are literally creating with our minds, you know, our reality with our minds. But I think we've all really wanted to believe that was true, and I don't feel like I'm successful with that as often as I'd like to be. I have been, but more recently, I felt like all I have to do is think something, and it materializes.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I think it's wonderful, unless we get caught, you know, thinking the wrong thing.
Yeah, well, so we have to be careful what we're thinking. And that's one of the reasons I talk about knowing what Uranus is capable of when it acts out is just flat-out revolution. I mean, you know, like the old rebel without a cause, for no particular reason other than just to shake cages. Mm-hmm. But so if we use our intention to think, like you said, to be the inventor and to invent our way forward consciously and with the intent to basically bring a compassionate and respectful and kind and forgiving approach to everything, then that's what we're going to create, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I hope. I do believe this, actually.
I do, too. I just was, my brain was wandering off to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we want to get very far into the political stuff going on right now.
Well, it's just all a large metaphor for what's going on at the level of personal. And that, you know, what's so beautiful about it, and I'm not saying there's anything beautiful about what's going on in Libya, but is that if you look at Egypt and you look at Libya, you can see how you've got the two, you've got Uranus acting in the two ways, and Uranus and Aries acting out in the two kind of
extreme
modalities, yeah, that it's capable of. And in Libya, there's just phenomenal Aries violence and anger and rage and Uranus in the guise of Mubarak. Gaddafi. You've got Uranus. He's a Iranian dude because he's completely emotionally detached. He's a nutcase. Uranus can be crazy. I mean, it can really be crazy, certifiably crazy, or it can carry a kind of vision that's just stunningly beautiful and brilliant. Just really depends about what each one of us chooses to do with it. To bring it
so what do you think is going to happen in America?
well.
You don't have to answer me. I'm putting you on the spot.
I think a little of both. I mean, I drove by this little storefront today that for the first time ever said, you know, ammo outlet store.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, oh, this is good. I understand that this goes on in the Bitterroot Valley, but I also understand that there's just as much radical communal stuff going on here as there is this goofy gun-running stuff that's, you know, you live in the Northwest, all over this country. So I guess we just need to hold the space for a peaceful way through this.
And we'll resonate with the higher consciousness together.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right.
Be conscious. No, we are consciousness. I'm sorry. I hope this didn't go on too long.
Oh, I loved it. I really loved it. And I thank you so much for calling in from a birthday party and entertaining us with some wisdom and some consciousness and love.
Oh, I'm just delighted to always get to work with you. So thank you.
And tell everybody how they get hold of you if they want.
You can get a hold of me at my phone number is 406-531-5129, and my website is www.lovedogdesign.com.
Wonderful. I so enjoyed your our chat tonight. Thank you so much for all that information. And I'm eager to face the changes. I think it's part of our evolution as a species.
I am too. I'm glad to be here for this.
That's what we're here for, right? Yeah, have fun on Sunday. Well, I hope we'll talk to you next week, can we?
Absolutely. That'd be great.
All right. Good night, Deb.
All right. Good night.
Well, that was wonderful. I really enjoyed it. So the change factor is really high, and I wonder if we're going to change our notes. Oh, goody. We got a caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Stephanie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very interesting.
How are you resonating tonight?
Well, in some ways really powerfully, in some ways a little off, not really off, just been kind of hanging out with a friend of mine who is very drunk.
Oh.
So, I think I got a little bit of contact high, but it was getting late, so I figured I'd better call in and see what was going on. So,
well, are you coming through some big changes? Did you hear Deb's report?
Not yet. I've had some really big stuff happen. The stuff I've been blocking for years, some big revelations. I just kind of spent a lot of time to myself for 4 days, went to a spirit mind body fair and had some just friends who are psychics just give me spontaneous readings and just really interesting stuff.
Good.
The last few days.
Are you feeling charged up?
Yeah. Yeah, I had some really interesting changes today. It feels like things are coming full circle is what it feels like. Like things I meant to do 3 years ago, it's like, okay, do them now. But yet it's like some things are being told, you know what, you already know, you don't have to read all these books. But I'm also was told, pick a book. And I knew the one, and it's on Kabbalah, and I've been trying to shy away from it for 30 years. And I'm like, do it now. So kind of. And a lot of interesting just things I've been interested in that I wanted to research last year. I didn't do it. Just started happening spontaneously today. So
wonderful. Well, you look like you're much more vibrant this week than last week.
Last week I felt pretty crappy.
But I think you're not an Aries, are you?
No, I'm Virgo.
Oh, okay. Because you look like you're on a little bit of a roll over the next while. You should be starting to connect with your own Dharma again at a much more vibrant level.
Yeah. Feels like it. Yeah, I've started hanging out with the Jewish Community Center, and it's like I thought I was going to do music and film, and now it's turning into music and sound again. And, well, I guess that is sound, but just art and visuals and things that I've just been really interested in and things I was starting to want to do last fall and winter, and I just kind of got distracted.
Well, it's interesting because I think you're going to pick up speed, so it'll be very wonderful to hear how you're doing over the next while. And I thank you for your call.
Thank you. And what is the phone number you explained to us to listen? I lost the phone number.
For what?
To listen.
Oh, BBS
because
Radio.
Because I don't have a radio.
Oh, bbsradio.com.
Okay, cool. All right, well, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Stephanie. Let's see, what else? So what we're going to do is finish off the sounds of the body, but just remind yourself that all the way through your body, there are specific sounds that match those organs. I thought I heard a second beep. Did you? Or that was her touch tone. Okay. The throat, we got to the heart, which is F. Now the throat is G, and the throat is where your clairaudience. The throat chakra is where your psychicness really opens up. They call that the first of the, although he didn't say that. Ted Andrews said that a lot of our psychism comes up in the solar plexus, which is E. But I've heard the throat being called the first of the wisdom chakras, meaning that as you change even in the root, as you transform in the root and you become more conscious and your changes open, then your throat gets more and more open and you become more and more psychic. So every chakra really has a lot to do with every other chakra. But in any case, the G sound for clairaudience, cooling, relaxing, and the problems are asthma, lungs, thyroid, antiseptic stimulation, those kinds of things. And I've found a lot of times that if you're having a sore throat, like if you're changing a lot and if you're growing and you're catching the wave that Deb was talking about, and you make sounds, or sometimes before you start making the sounds, your throat kind of seizes up. You get a sore throat. So I like saying, oh, getting a sore throat, must be getting wiser. And then when you make sounds, try those chakra sounds, or even if you just sing, yodel, whistle, gargle through the throat, you'll find that the throat opens and the transformation exists. It's called the first of the wisdom chakras. I don't think I have time to do all these. I'll go very fast. Okay, the brow is an A, and a third eye, or clairvoyance and spirituality. So once your throat chakra is opening and you're making it open with your sounds and your consciousness, then your third eye begins to open. So it's a blood purifier, obsessions, coagulants, sinuses, headaches, strokes, and afflictions. So when you're making sounds, you're actually opening yourself to move past those things that come from congested energy flows. Top of your head, the crown is a B, and that's where Christ consciousness comes through, or inspiration. And the B sound is soothing to your nerves, stress, confusion, neurosis, insomnia, skeletal problems. That's the crown. That's probably because we're not letting in the rejuvenation of higher energies. So I'm going to say that tune in at the top of the hour, stay tuned with us, and meet Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness, as many of you know already. Jackie channels a wonderful group of beings called the Team, and I get to sit with them, sometimes interview the team, as Jackie talks about the consciousness, the search for consciousness, and what it takes for us to release ourselves, and the team really guides us through. It's a really wonderful show, so stay tuned. Next week, I believe I'm going to run John Gray. It's an older interview, but it's a wonderful interview, which I heard recently. We did it 2 years ago, and it's so good on male and female relationships. And talk about resonance. He has ways of teaching you to resonate with one another and appreciate what some of the discordances are that come up. So I've decided that it's a waste not to run it again. I'm going to run it at 8 o'clock Tuesday next week. And then Thursday, we'll be back on again with Radiance by Design and your calls. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. And if you have any feedback on this show or suggestions for paradigm shifters or anything at all, if you'd like a session with me, whatever, Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com. That's Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com. And so let's just take in a deep breath and run it through your body, mind. And as I say that, I'm sort of chuckling, going, the fields and frequencies are changing like mad right now, aren't they? So let's just take in a deep breath and bring those in and have them run through our bodies. Bob's going to play some music for you that's got a high frequency resonance to it. What are you playing, Bob? It's called Forgiveness by Richard Schulman. Is it by Richard Schulman? You know what? Richard Schulman did some music called Ascension Harmonics. And what's really wonderful about this music, it sounds kind of dirgy and slow, but feel it. Take in a deep breath and feel the frequency. He had someone Reiki all this particular piece, and I always find it very energizing. So thank you so much for listening. We'll let this run for a minute or so. Thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. Take in a breath. Enjoy the frequency. Much love. Many blessings. Thanks, Seth, and good night, everyone.